is sponsored
this
by...
This is sponsored by...
Anchor.
Yay! All right, well, that will have already played. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to All Whack. Today, I'm so sorry if you're wearing headphones and I just laughed really loud in your ear, but today I have my great friend, wonderful work wife, Daisy.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for letting me come on this podcast.
They had no say. This is all mine.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I didn't know voting or anything. I was just like, boom, Daisy.
Y'all don't get to vote. Y'all are just getting blessed with my excellence.
It's true. Well, like, I don't feel like I have enough of a following to really be like, hey, I'm voting. Who do you want as a co-host? Oh, yeah. Daisy's going to be a co-host for the summer. Before she goes to school, she is going to go to school in Bellevue. Ew.
Ew. I'm not going to fit in with the rich people. I'm too poor.
That's okay. It's whatever. You can't do nothing about it. Dude, I went to Seattle yesterday, and, okay, I already don't like Seattle. Like, Seattle's kind of a shithole, and I went there yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Why? What happened?
They let themselves go, man. Well, because, like, we were riding the bus. I don't advise that, by the way, right now. Don't ride the bus. Unless you have to. I mean, it's free. It's free right now. So, and you wear a mask. It's not too bad, and there's social distancing on the bus. But anyway, we're on the bus and we're going through, and like where the protest was, the first riot and everything at Westlake Center. Oh man, it's trash there. There's trash. There, everything's boarded up, spray painted. People are everywhere. Okay, and the tweakers, man.
Oh my god,
the tweakers are everywhere. They're freaking everywhere. So, I thought it was a shithole before. It is definitely a shithole now.
It's bad now.
It's so bad now. And, like, on the news, I was at my cousin's, and we were just watching the news, and the whole Chaz thing, or Chop. Is it Chaz or Chop?
It's Chop.
Okay. Well, the Chop thing. And all the business owners up there are so pissed about it, and I'm just like, zoinks, I'm glad I'm not there, man. But, yeah. So...
Moral of the story, don't go to Seattle.
Yeah,
right
moral
now.
Of the story, just stay away. Yeah, if you can. I mean, it's a good rule of thumb. I stay away anyway. I don't go there. No.
Seattle's not as glamorous as everyone makes it out to be.
No.
Like, people think Washington, they're like, oh my gosh, Seattle! But then you go to Seattle, I'm like, it smells weird.
No, okay,
there's
you know?
Homeless people everywhere, it smells weird.
You know what is my favorite thing, though?
What?
I'm like, everybody's like, oh, Seattle's so great, and like, it's so pretty, and I go... Okay, do you know, like, the musical bands that have come from this state? Like, Nirvana came from Aberdeen, like, not Seattle. Mm-hmm. And, like, when you look at pictures of them, I'm like, they look unwashed.
Like, they look like dirty, like Post Malone before Post Malone was a thing.
Yeah, but,
dirty.
Don't get me wrong. I love Nirvana. Nirvana's great. But I'm just saying, when people are like, oh, Seattle's so glamorous, I'm like, no, it is not.
No,
it is the
really
birthplace
not.
Of grunge, and it will forever be that way.
It's dirty.
It's dirty, and, the people are rude.
And it's
I'm
sketchy.
Like, I don't even want to go to New York now. I'm like, the people in Seattle are rude, and I hear the people in New York are rude, and I'm like, oh, it's a different kind of rude. It's an East Coast rude, okay?
Oh, East Coast rude is... hits different.
Yeah, so I've never been there, and I don't know if I want to. No, I kind of do. I want to see New York. Like, yeah.
New
lots
York,
of lots
New
of traveling.
York.
That's what I fantasize about in quarantine. I'm like, what am I going
to
do when I'm done?
Go
when
to
we're
New York.
Done, go to New York. Not really, because it's trash there right now.
It's trash everywhere. The world
true.
Is trash.
The world, throw it away, start over. So, how was your quarantine experience? I feel like we talked a bit during quarantine, but not like a whole lot, because we both weren't working.
True. It was whack. I mean, not really, but like, you know, I just stayed home and like found every excuse to go somewhere. Like, I'd go in my bathroom and realize I was out of one singular thing and be like, oh, gotta go to Target. I'm out of floss. I need to go to Target. Like, I was going to Target every day just so I could get out of the house. My mom caught on and she was like, stop. You need to stop going out. And I was like,
but why?
So, yeah, I just spent a lot of time with my parents. We went on some, like, day trips where we just drive around places and then, like, drive home. And took naps in the car. Took
oh,
a
man,
lot of naps.
You couldn't even get out of the car.
Exactly. I took a lot of naps. There was one point where I wasn't in school. I wasn't doing anything for my internship. And I wasn't working. So I was like, well, what do
oh,
I do
yeah,
now?
Oh, yeah, you're busy all the time.
I'm busy all the time. And then all of a sudden it was, like, nothing. And I had no idea what to do with myself.
Oh, man. Dang. We had different quarantine experiences.
What was your quarantine?
So I lived with Chris, my brother. And that was a weird time because he's like, he got to a point where he's like, I need to get out of the house. And I'm like, dude, you need to calm down so bad. And then he would like pace around the house like yelling like, I need to get out. I'm a social person. I'm like, dude.
We all do.
We all need it. You need to calm down. Mind you, this is like 2 weeks after where you have to stay at home. Like, this is only 2 weeks in.
Oh.
And he's like freaking out. And I'm like, you know, I'm freaking out too. But in a different way, where I'm like, I'm fine staying away from people. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get other people sick. And I like to breathe. So, I'm not dealing with that. But I discovered a lot of new music and podcasts.
That was good.
Lots of new art things, so that's cool. And I hung out with Milo.
Oh, what could be better than that?
I know. Hanging out with Chloe. No, Chloe sucks. I hate her. Chloe's my dog. It's not a actual person.
No,
Chloe is my mom's dog. Let me rephrase that. She is my mother's dog,
but we love her, or at least I do. She's literal all fur.
Everybody loves Chloe because they come over like, oh my god, you're so fluffy. I'm like, she hates me. You saw, I was like, hi Chloe, and she ran the other way.
She likes me.
Yeah, she does. She likes everyone who will give her attention, and like I will give her attention, but she doesn't like the way I give her attention, and I don't know why. It's the same as everybody else.
Just not good enough.
I guess. I'm like, whatever. I don't live to serve you. That's mom's job.
I feel like moms always have just such a weird connection with dogs. Like, I have a dog, and she's very, very tiny, and my mom's like, oh, the little princess. Mm. Oh, I'm gonna fork feed her because she won't eat off of the plate. I love my mom, and I love my dog, but it's so weird.
No, I get that. Well, and my mom, she doesn't fork feed Chloe or nothing, but she, that's so funny. Is your dog old?
Yeah, but, like, oh, she's capable of eating off of the plate.
She's just lazy.
Yeah, my mom
she knows mom
her.
Will do it,
exactly.
Yeah.
She has that mentality. She's like, if I don't do it, my mom will do it for me. So, like,
so whatever.
Oh, it's fine.
Dogs, ugh. Okay, little dogs, though, I have a problem with little dogs because they know. They know that that's happening and they're like, hey, hey. But, you know, but I also feel like that is a little false because dogs are like, oh, love me. And cats are like, hey, hey, I fooled you. Like, because Milo does that all the time. He's like, hey, hey, you thought I was going to sit here and lay with you? Nope.
I'm going to bite your ankle.
He was doing that. I was talking with my dad, and I was just sitting on the bed. I was petting him, and then, and I was like, what the heck, dude? And he's like, looking at me like, what?
He was not.
I wanted to play now. I didn't. And I was enjoying, but then all of a sudden, I wanted to play, and I had to attack you.
It's so Milo time.
It's play time. And then, oh man, he was playing with Chloe. He's getting aggressive with her. Her fur is so tangly, so, like, he could just, like, claw her fur like this, and then hold her there, and I'm like, oh, Chloe can't get away. Run, oh no, she can't even run away.
Oh my gosh.
It was a good time. Good time.
I feel like smaller dogs are so much scarier than big dogs. Like, I don't know, but there's something about small dogs.
I don't know.
Terrifying.
Lauren would beg to differ.
Oh, true.
Dog bit her in the face, dude.
I know, but, like, I see big dogs and they bark and I'm like, oh, okay, so you want to box? You want to fight? Whereas with little dogs, you can't necessarily, like, harm them because they're so tiny, so they'll just, like, bite your ankles.
You might kill them, yeah.
Exactly.
But a big dog, yeah, you could kind of flop them over.
Yeah, like, I have two dogs. One's 4 pounds and one's, like, 12. And, like, I can play significantly rougher with the 12-pound dog than I can with the 4-pound dog. Like, I can, like, shove the 12-pound dog over and she's just like, what? What?
She's like, that's fine. I'll let it happen.
Whereas, like, I'll blow on the 4-pound dog and she'll fly away.
Oh, man. I blow on Chloe. I go, and she hates that. She runs. She runs fast and she runs far. Daisy is taking a water break. I hope you all have your water for a water break. It is. Yep. Jingle that ice. My ice already melted.
About to melt.
It's hot out, though.
It is.
It's nice. I enjoy that it's being nice. It's finally freaking summer.
Yeehaw.
Good. Because I was getting sick of the rain. I was like, hey, it is May. I thought April showers bring May flowers, but
May flowers bring pilgrims.
Corey, if you're listening, this is what the pilgrims intended. He'll get it. It's an inside joke.
Okay.
That we've had since high school. But yes, I'll have to let everyone in on the joke sometime, but today is not the day. I'll let you in after,
okay,
after we're done. If I remember. If you remember. We all probably right. won't, but it's fine. It's fine.
Probably not.
Oh, man. Dude, I can actually see the birds flying in the sky.
My eyes are too sensitive for that.
I know. Mine, I'm kind of like, oh, man, I found my sunglasses in my car, and I'm like, thank God, because I've been looking for them, and my other ones broke. And you know where they were?
Hmm.
Like, when you push back the seat, they were, like, right there.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, they got
trapped
hell?
In the abyss real quick.
Yeah, and then I guess, like, I stopped aggressively enough one time, and they flew forward a little bit, and I was like, what? Because I was putting my work shoes on, and I slid my seat back. And I looked, and I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Where were you in April? They've been missing for, like, 7 months.
What the heck?
I know. They've been in the abyss or sitting in that one spot for a long time. Hey,
this
friend.
Is a spidey web. I don't want to touch it. Touch it. Oh, no! I don't like spiders.
No. I'm moving it. Oh, he made it longer. Okay, that's good, friend. Okay.
Okay, friend. Oh, back onto the table.
Well, now he's on the table and not on your chair. You're welcome.
He was never on my chair to begin with.
Yeah, he was. He was strung along right here.
Oh shoot. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, you're welcome. See, now he's like, okay, we good. It's fine. Hell yeah, you go, little dude. Oh, the wind is too aggressive for him. I'm like, I barely feel that breeze, but he's like, whoosh.
He's a tornado!
Yeah. Oh, man. Nothing else happened in quarantine? You just, like, drove it around and took naps?
Yes, literally.
Really?
I started school at
you
one
didn't, like,
point.
Learn any? Or I guess you learned at school, but, like, you yeah. didn't, like, pick up a new skill or hobby or anything?
No.
I Why mean, not?
I practiced doing makeup, because I really like doing my makeup, so I did that. I worked
Dude,
on
Dude,
Daisy,
that hobby. Okay. Audience. Daisy does her eyebrows so good. Her eyebrows look freaking awesome. Well, like, I mean, they always look good, but, like, when you do the makeup, because I'm like, you're not wearing makeup on your eyebrows right now, but, like, when you do the makeup on your eyebrows, I'm just like, holy shit, her eyebrows look
it's
so good.
Skill. So I practiced that skill. I went back to school online, and that wasn't very cash money. I, like, cranked out a bunch of homework in the beginning, and then I stopped. I got it all done, but I stopped. Eventually I went back to work, and then I picked up as many shifts as I could so I could, like, do something.
Make bank.
Played my ukulele a little bit.
Oh, see? Ukulele.
Yeah. I definitely took a lot of naps, though. Because, like, what else is there to do when there's nothing to do?
That's true.
Listen to music.
Yeah.
Write
a
book.
Discover a lot of people, read. Did you watch any new movies or shows?
New movies or show. I started watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians during quarantine. That's what I started doing because I was like, I need me a good long show to get me through this.
Oh yeah, they got what, 25 million seasons?
Yes, they're on season 18 right now. So I started that. So that is now one of my favorite things on the planet. I'm still watching it now. So it got me through quarantine.
Well, that's good.
We're in like partial quarantine.
Yeah, it's we're like in phase quarter. Two. I don't think we're going to go into phase three on time.
Honestly,
I think we're going
to
stay. We live in Washington State, for those who don't know.
We were supposed to go into phase three, like, this last weekend.
But oh, really?
Happen. Yeah, we applied for it on, like, Thursday. And last time, when we applied for phase two, we got approved the next day.
That's right.
Like, the next morning, and then we went into
phase two. I remember,
because
Blake called me in, and he's like, come to work. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, he called me the day that we applied. Or decided to apply, and then the next day I was like, hey, am I still coming in? He's like, yes, we open, and then it was quiet.
Oh, I literally never called him back, because he called me, left a message to come in at 4, I think, and then I never called him back to tell him I got the message. I just came in, I just showed up. I was like, I'm here, let's do it.
Yeah.
And we're at work, killing it.
So we should have gone into phase 3, like, this weekend, but that didn't happen, and now there's, like, an increase in cases, which was kind of expected. I mean, what do you expect to happen when you're letting people go back to life?
Yeah.
And so
even
now,
at half capacity.
And now we're being forced to wear masks, which is fine.
I like, don't mind that, but I think that should have been done during phase one.
It should have been done in the beginning, like, required to be wearing masks. And now, with the increase, and with, like, Yakima being, like, the highest, like, the city with the highest cases, like, they're like, oh, shoot, masks! Wear masks!
Yeah, wear it or die.
Which, that's honestly the options.
That's
wear really, it,
you wear your
wear
mask
it,
or die.
Die or get a ticket.
Yep, you can get fined for it. And it's actually a misdemeanor now.
It's a misdemeanor?
It's a misdemeanor if you don't wear your mask.
I'm going to tell my boyfriend that because he don't like wearing his mask.
Oh, yeah, tell him. I'm like, dude, you want to get charged?
You want a misdemeanor?
It'll be on your record. I think my mom's home, so the dogs are going to be loud, and then we're going to hear a car. And then my mom's going to be like, hi! And watch this be a play-by-play. That'd be so funny. That would not be the first time, though. I don't think I've done it on a podcast. Or maybe I have. But I know I've done it with people over. I'm like, this is what's going to happen. Here's what's happening right now. This is what's
okay,
about to happen.
Here we go.
Oh, no. She
that.
Might sit in her car for a minute, but I don't know. She might see the microphone. Oh. She just waved. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so it's a misdemeanor to not wear your mask. So wear your mask or you will now have a criminal record.
Imagine having a criminal record because you didn't wear a face mask.
How dumb would that be? Imagine getting arrested and then they're telling you, like, all the things that you've done or what's on your record or whatever.
You got a misdemeanor.
Imagine not getting a job because you got a misdemeanor for not wearing a mask.
We see that you have a criminal record. Why? I didn't wear a mask. Oh! We can't hire you.
Oh, openly defiant? Yeah, I can't hire you. Oh, man. I love it. Why? I'm just like, dude, and really, like, the more that you wear your mask, I mean, the problem's not gonna go away, but you're reducing the time that this has to go on.
Exactly.
So, and I don't think people really fully are grasping that, and I'm just like, please do, because I wanna see Billie Eilish, okay?
Yep.
I wanna see Harry Styles.
I know.
And Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. All in one night.
Weezer.
Oh my gosh, I love Weezer. But yeah, like, come on. Come on, people.
If you in Washington State, wear your mask, or I'll hunt you down.
Dude, if you're in Arizona, wear your mask, because, like, they opened up everything. And I've been told, because my cousins that visited, they just got back from Arizona, and the employees in businesses are wearing masks, and there's social distancing and everything, but they are not requiring people to wear masks.
Some places in, like, here are requiring, like, they're like, they'll either recommend, but where did I go to today? I went to World Market. And they require you to wear a mask.
I think Barnes & Noble does, too.
I don't know if they require, but I think they highly suggest it. There's a Goodwill.
Goodwill requires it. They will turn you away, yeah.
They will tell you to turn around and go back to your car and get a mask or don't come in at all.
Yep. Which I think is reason. I mean, it's Goodwill. Like, wear a mask in Goodwill. Like, the first time I went to Goodwill when they opened, I did wear a mask because I was like, I'm not... No.
Goodwill kind of iffy.
Yeah, so that's why I did. Especially the one in Bremerton. I'm like...
It has the good stuff, though.
It does. It does have the good stuff, but the people are questionable there. So I'm like, eh.
Like, Seattle people questionable? Or just...
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know. There are lots of tweakers in Bremerton. How often do you go to Bremerton?
Not very often for that reason.
Well, true, yeah. True. Yeah,
You lived in Bremerton.
I did.
I live in good old sunny Silver.
I lived in Bremerton where the houses were as close as the cars are right here.
That's scary.
Yeah, and I'm like, ugh. And there was a point during quarantine, I didn't leave the house for 6 days. I didn't even go outside to get air.
Oh my gosh.
I stayed in the house because the first few days of quarantine, everybody was outside in the neighborhood, and I was like, nope.
Because they were like, well, we can't do anything else, so let's go out in the neighborhood.
I know, but it was nice to watch children actually play outside. I haven't seen that in 5 years. Like, please let your children play outside.
Make them go climb trees or something. I remember as a child, there was this one time I was climbing a tree in our front yard, and then I fell out of it, and I ran inside. I was like, Mom, I fell out of the tree.
Did you hurt yourself?
I'm like, no, I don't think so. Is anything broken? Are you bleeding? No. then go back outside. Like, she really did not care. She said, well, go fall out the tree again.
I've never fallen out of a tree.
I did. I think my foot, like, slipped or something, because it was, like, three trees.
I have a story.
I remember we were at my friend Wesley's house, and we made, like, a pulley system. Something got stuck in the tree, and we made a pulley system, and we lifted my friend Ricardo into the tree to get it.
It's like, go, Ricardo, go.
I'm not even kidding. We spent, like, 5 hours doing this. Oh my God. Spent so long. Because I think we were screwing around with the tent, trying to get the tent built. Because the tent could fit, like, 12 people in it. So we were trying to do that. This was, like, our senior year of high school.
Oh, you were not a child.
we spent so long doing this. And, like, I think on my old iPhone 5, I have video of this.
I love that. I want to see that one day.
I'll get it. I'll have to charge my iPhone 5, but, like, I think it's on there, and we made a whole ass pulley system to just
pull Ricardo into the tree.
And I don't even remember what was stuck in the tree, but I think this was, like, Wesley's senior party or something like that. There was something of that nature, and so there were a lot of us there, and we were just being dipshits, and it was the greatest. It was so great, and then I felt really good, because I was like, the only time we're having our phone out is to record Ricardo screaming at us, because I think somebody let go of the rope a little bit, and he started to fall, and he was freaking out. I don't blame him, because there were no branches he could grab onto.
Oh. So if he would have felt, it would have been game over.
Yeah, it would have been funny, but, like, it's always funny when your friends get hurt.
How's Ricardo today?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him since, like, our senior year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ricardo, if you're listening to this.
We wish you well. Sorry that we almost made you fall out of a tree. That we almost dropped you out of the trees.
I didn't, but I hope you're doing well in life. I hope you're climbing lots of trees.
I hope you're not afraid of trees anymore.
I hope us dropping you didn't cause a fear of trees.
Oh my goodness. That was a good time. Did you ever do stupid shit like that?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably?
I know I did, but, like, I can't think of one specific moment off the top of my head. Like, my cousins used to come over to my house and hang out a lot, because I didn't have any siblings that lived in the house with me, so they were, like, my sisters. And I just remember I was doing, like, dumb stuff all the time. Like, there was this one time they used to, like, go into my closet and swing on the rack that you, like, put your hangers on, and, like, I was a fat child. I still am a fat child, so I couldn't do that, or else it would break, and so I'd get jealous, and so I'd, like, run to my mom and be like, Mom! And she was like, oh my gosh. I was just jealous I couldn't swing on there, or else it literally would have come down from the walls. There's this one time we were cleaning my room, and there was, like, an open tube of glue on the floor, and I actually stepped on it, and a little bit came out on the carpet, and I was like, oh no. And then my cousin, full force, stomped her foot on it, and then a bunch of glue came out, and to this day, there's still, like, a crunchy spot on my carpet where that glue was.
Oh no.
It's nasty.
Oh, I remember, because I had Chandler's room. Chandler has the big bedroom, and, there's a big orange paint spot on it because my ex-boyfriend, they wanted to paint their band studio. Not the ex-boyfriend that you know, different ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
But they wanted to paint their band studio, and I worked at Lowe's at the time, so we bought paint at my discount. And we brought them all in my room for some dumb fucking reason. We didn't need to. The studio's not here. And so we brought them in, and then he went to pick them up, and the paint guy didn't hammer the lid down all the way, and the paint got everywhere. So it's just this orange spot that's on the carpet.
That is chaotic.
It is chaotic, but you know what was so funny is, like, because I was freaking out because I was like, oh God, did it do that in my car? Because we used my car. And so I thought, like, paint was spilled all over my car. Like, and it's that Honda, my new one. It's my old one.
Okay.
It's the Dope Fiend is what Chandler and I so lovingly call the silver Honda Civic. Yes. We call it the Dope Fiend. So I was like, oh no, it's, like, all over my... So I was, like, really paranoid that there's paint all over... None of the paint cans were, like, had drippage on them or nothing. And I was just paranoid that there was paint all over my trunk.
How did he How did he spill the paint? Like, did he grab it upside down?
Or no, he grabbed, so he went to go grab the handles and grab two at a time in each hand. Uh-huh. And so when you do that, they, like, tilt. Uh-huh. And it tilted, so when you pick it up, he picked up the handles and the paint went like this. The paint things went like this, and it fell out this way.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh,
what did you,
shit.
How did your parents react?
They were not home, so we were like, oh, crap, what do we do? So then I got towels, and I, like, soaked up all the paint with the towels. And then I was like, I'm just going to call my mom. So I called my mom. And my dumbass was like, yeah, let's put the towels that have paint on them in the washing machine. And I don't know. I was panicking. I have no idea what to do. And then I was like, no, I have to call my mom and be like, Mom, what do I do? So then I started the washing machine. And I'm like, so I'm washing the towels. She's like, no, don't do that. Take them out. And then so I was like, okay. So I did. And the washing machine was full of water. So I had to drain. And it was orange. The water was just pure orange.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like this color orange. Oh, like the water. So I'm wearing an orange t-shirt and I referenced it for those that, you know, cannot see us. But I was like, Mom, what do I do with the towels? I think some of those rocks over there, because I threw the towels on the rocks, I think some of them are still orange over there. And this, mind you, this was like 2.5-3 years ago this happened, so it's pretty funny to me. But, so I had to drain all the water out of the washing machine. It took like 40 minutes because it had all the paint in it. I was like, fuck.
That's great.
Yeah. That was a stressful day, but it was funny. I think about it now, and I think that's hilarious.
I don't think I've done anything, like, that extreme, but I remember as a child, I don't know why, but I was just like, I'm gonna do something dumb, and when I get confronted, I'm a lie. I'm a lie.
Oh, no, that's what I did when I was, like, little. I was like, no, I'm not getting in trouble. But now I'm like, you know what? My mom knows how to fix things. She knows what to do.
No, but there's this one time, I don't know why, but I was like, I'm gonna dump a bunch of laundry detergent on our garage floor. Like, for some reason, I was like, this is gonna be real funny. So I did it, like, in the middle of the night, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure, like,
in the house that you live in now.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I, like, had to, like, get water or something. And I was like, this is gonna be funny. And so I did it. And then the next morning, my dad came in my room, and he was like, hey, there's a bunch of laundry detergent on the floor. Do you know why? Or on the, like, garage floor. And I was like, no. And he was like, he woke me up from my slumber because he was leaving for work. And I was like, no. And he was like, okay. And so he left. And when I got up that morning, my mom was like, yeah. So dad saw that there was, like, a bunch of laundry detergent on the floor, and we think someone broke into the house, so now we have to call 911. And I was like, no, I'm sorry. It was me. And she's like, aha, I caught you. Because that's how you get your child to tell the truth, is threaten to call the police.
Yeah.
I don't think she was going to tell them, like, take her away, but, like, you know, just be, like, the idea of the cops having to come to my house.
Were you,
like,
the only child at home?
Yes, I've always been the only child at my house.
Oh, okay.
Because all my siblings are either, like, half siblings, so they live across the country, like, with my bio dad, or they're, like, significantly older than me, so they have, like, their own houses and, like, children.
Oh, okay.
So I really was the only child. I was raised like an only child, but I was raised as the baby, so I got what I wanted.
Nice. Yeah, we would blame the dogs on stuff, but it was so easy because there were 9 dogs, so it's
okay,
like...
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's like, oh, this is torn up. Yeah, the dogs did it. But, you know, it's funny. It's like, we would tear something, and, like, we'd be like, oh, crap. And then we'd try to, like, hide it. But then the dogs, like, saw us tear it, and they were like, oh, that looks like fun. So then they tear it up more, and I'm like, okay, the dogs did it. Like, the dogs made it more extreme, but, like, we started it, I guess, but we tried to fix it, and then the dogs were like, nope, we're gonna help you
destroy more,
because that looked like fun, and I'm not gonna lie, sometimes it is fun.
There's, like, a little bug on the microphone. Oh, that flew away.
It flew away?
Yeah.
All right. It wanted to be on the podcast. I don't blame it. I don't blame it. This is a fun podcast.
True.
Yeah, I'm watching all the bees right now and the flowers and stuff.
It's a great time.
Why are you scared of bees?
Because I'm scared they might sting. I'm specifically afraid of,
do you have a bee phobia?
Like...
Are you allergic to bees?
No, I just don't like them. My dad's like the bee whisperer. It's creepy. He can like get bees to land on his hand and he like pets them and I'm like, that is not okay.
Like, what about wasps?
No, we don't mess with wasps.
Oh, okay. I'm like all bees or just bumblebees?
Just like bumblebees. The bee movie. Like the cute little fuzzy bumblebees.
Like that the bee movie where they wear the sting? Sweater. Yeah, they can sting you.
But they don't.
They don't. Usually bumblebees are like pretty harmless because like they have to feel like really threatened. It's wasps and yellow jackets that are like, fuck you, I'll destroy you and your family.
You know how I got this dot on my nose?
No.
A yellow jacket. I really? Got bit. I didn't get stung. It I got bit.
Bit you?
Yes.
Dang. That's aggressive.
I know. For those of you who don't know, I have like a black dot on the middle of my nose.
I just
nose.
Thought it was a mole.
No, because like if I look at childhood pictures, it doesn't pop up anywhere until like the day I got bit by that yellow jacket.
How
from
old
them.
Were you?
I was like 8, I think. I was at Viking Fest one year and I went on the bumper cars and I was really mad because my bumper car wasn't working, and so I like was crying and I got off of my bumper car and then as I was getting off it went and landed on my nose and went and I started crying and my mom was like, oh, she's got bit.
Oh no.
At least we assume it was I got bit because don't they, like, die after they sting?
Yeah.
It didn't die. It flew away.
Well, they don't die immediately.
No, they die immediately.
No, they don't. It takes them a minute. They don't always die. A majority of them do. But when they sting you, the release of the stinger, like, lets off a hormone or something to, like, let them know that there's danger. Like, let the other bees know, I think, that there's danger or something. And then,
so they swarm.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, Chandler stepped on a bee once and it bit him and stung him on the bottom of his foot. And I was like, fuck. Yep. It's like, but for good measure, you die, you know? And I've never been stung or bit by a bee.
I've never been stung, but I did get bit, obviously. We just went over that. My friend stepped on a bee once. We were playing frisbee with her flip-flop in the grass. And then she, like, went to chase after it and then stepped on a bee. And then we had to hobble back to her house because we had walked to this grassy area. So then she's like, and I was like, it's okay, it's okay.
Oh, man.
And apparently you're not supposed to pull the stinger out.
No, I think if you put, like, baking soda and water on it, it'll come out naturally.
I know, but something, that'll like, about, like, if you take the stinger out, then it, like, releases the venom into you. Or whatever.
Well, I'm not gonna leave it in my body.
I know, but you're supposed to, like, scrape it, apparently, and, like, leave the half end at you.
What?
I don't even know where I read that, or, like, I heard it, but, like...
No, I heard... Well, maybe, I don't know, but, like, I heard that you gotta, like, do the baking soda thing, and then, like, let it come out on its own. And,
I
like,
just imagine...
I'm like, what does the baking soda do? Does it go, hey, come on, get out of there.
It neutralizes it.
I
don't remember if baking soda is a base or an acid, because I took 2 years of chemistry, or a year and then a quarter.
I've taken zero chemistry, and I have no idea, because I've taken zero chemistry. Yeah, dang.
I always imagine, like, the bee pokey pokes. What are they called? The stinger. I'm so dumb.
We were just saying
what it was called. But I always just imagine them as, like, splinters.
Splinters. Yeah, but, like, you can take splinters out.
Yeah.
And slivers. Splinters and slivers, to me, are different.
They are?
Splinter is, like, when you can... You're like, oh, crap. And then you can just pull it out because part of it's sticking out. But, like, a sliver, it's in your skin. And you have to, like...
You have to do that. And then, like, my mom had me take a splinter out of her hand. Or a sliver.
I had one, like, right here before. Oh. And I was probably, like, 5. And, like, I was crying the whole time my dad was getting it out. It hurt! And it's on your foot. And I'm, like, ticklish. So I'm, like, in pain and, like, trying not to laugh.
I'd use...
And I'm 5. Tweezers. So I'm, like, these are very conflicting feelings that I'm feeling right now.
I'd use tweezers on my mom's finger. She got a sliver. See, I don't say sliver. I'm just, like, splinters. Splinters everywhere.
Yeah. No, I usually, if I see a splinter on my hand, I'm like, look. But if it's a sliver, I'm like, crap. Now I gotta get the freaking nail clippers, or I gotta cut my skin and shit to get it out.
Oh my gosh.
You do. Like, if it's embedded in your skin, it's like when you get pencil lead in your skin.
Oh my gosh. Ew, I remember that.
Gross. No.
Splinter and sliver are the same thing. I literally just looked it up, because I thought there was, like, a difference. But they're the same thing.
But no, and I believe that, but, like, to the way that I differentiate how I have to get them out is by Splinter and Sliver. Like, Splinter, I can pull it out, and then, but Sliver, I'm like, that's extra work that I gotta do. Because, I mean, they are the same thing, it's just for me, I...
Personally.
What they are, to me, is how I get them out.
Fair. Got it.
Yeah. But a Splinter is also, like, Master Splinter from the Ninja Turtles.
Oh my gosh.
I am an 8-year-old boy. I can't help it. Mm. Ninja Turtles are kick-ass. Literally. That was a good pun. Daisy, why are you tired? Oh yeah, it's like 5 p.m. It's like almost 6.
Probably. It's my bedtime. No, I'm
it's
kidding.
Time to go to bed. Well, I think it is time to end this podcast, though. But... Yeah. It was a great time.
It was.
I'm glad that you are going to co-host with me.
Heck yeah.
That's going to be a good time. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. There's going to be so many things. Who? Mary asking, is there juicy stuff about co-workers? Yep. No, you might want to check Casey's podcast.
Casey has a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Why Your Server Hates You.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, that was so loud, but I'm gonna have to look that up.
I think it's on YouTube. I don't think he has it on anything else. Because we were talking about podcasts, and I told him I had one, and then he said he had one. And he's like, I do mine on YouTube, but, like, how do you do yours? I go, Anchor, as you all heard by the advertisement in the beginning of this podcast. But Anchor, I use Anchor.
I can't find it, but I'm going to find it.
Eventually. I'll have to ask him.
There's one with, like, little cartoons. Why your waitress hates you,
no,
Chili.
It's why your... I think he said it's why your server hates you.
Okay.
But, well. Yeah, we'll have to look into that, because I'm looking for funny podcasts. And Casey's a funny dude.
He is.
It would be just the way he says stuff. I don't even think he tries to be funny. I think he just says things, and the way that it comes off is like, wow, that was so brutally honest. It's hilarious.
I know. There's this one time I laughed at something, and he's like, wow, I don't think I've ever seen you smile before. And I was, like, I was like, wow.
Oh, I love Casey. He's a good dude. Well... Signing off. Over and out.
You should have a little song to sing at the end.
I should. I tried to
Bam!
But I tried to have someone write a theme song for me. But I don't know.
I was gonna sing something, but I don't want you to get copyrighted.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're welcome. All right, everybody. Stay healthy, wash your hands, wear your mask so you don't get a criminal record. and stay groovy as always.
Groovy.
Groovy. Hell yeah.
Bye.